To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by SoundMind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with... It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here for checking out the episode. If you're not already, hit that subscribe button. You're going to get new interviews just like this one every single week. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe. Kyle Meredith with, and please do give the series a rating and leave a review wherever you're listening from. Of course, we've had some great guests dropping by. In fact, just last week I was talking with director Kyle Newacek. You also know him from Workaholics. He's directed Happy Gilmore 2. We had Michael Clifford from 5 Seconds of Summer drop by, Caroline Polachek, Allison Goldfrapp, Ben Folds, the cast of Zombies 4 on Disney, Wet Leg, Renee Elise Goldsberry from Girls 5 Eva and the cast of Hamilton, Lucy Dacus, Alan Walker, Seth MacFarlane was here, Shirley Manson of Garbage, Mark Hamill, Finn Wolfhard, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, going to be talking with four guys, and depending on which screen you met them on, might have either punched you in the face, stolen your bike, or even haunted your nightmares. Connor Sherry, he's part of the new generation of young actors. He was in Are You Afraid of the Dark? And he was in front of and behind the camera in last year's Snack Shack. And then you've got Ethan Kutkoski. He played Carl Gallagher on Shameless. Arguably maybe the most unhinged of the Gallagher kids, which is saying something, on a show where the bar is like 6 feet underground. Then there's Maxwell Jacob Friedman, better known as MJF, the AEW wrestling heel, whose entire existence is built on making you hate him, which he does with disturbing charisma and a scarf. And finally, there's Philip Feinschneider. He's an upcoming actor. He spent most of his time in theater, and he's landed his very first movie role. And that's what we're going to be talking today. That movie role is Happy Gilmore 2, the 30-year-in-the-making sequel. These four actors... they play the Gilmore Boys in Happy Gilmore 2, the sons of Happy Gilmore. The guys get into how they each channeled a different flavor of Adam Sandler's iconic character, how their off-screen bromance added to the on-screen chemistry, and an unexpected Shakespeare to Sandler pipeline. MJF going to talk about getting back to his theater kid roots. Did you know that about him? While Connor and Ethan will reflect on how producing and directing has shaped their approach to acting. And I've got to ask how the actors came to call Happy Daddy. It's funny as it is disturbing in the movie. All that and more as we talk Happy Gilmore 2 out now on Netflix. It's Kyle Meredith with Connor Sherry, Ethan Kutkowski, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, and Philip Feinschneider.
What up, man?
Hello. What's up?
Congrats on Happy Gilmore 2, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's fun watching you guys. I mean, you're I don't know, you sort of get to be like cartoon characters a little bit, but with hearts. What does it mean? I mean, you get to play the sons of Happy Gilmore. I'll throw this to anyone who wants it. Apologies for that. But do you try to emulate what you saw 30 years ago in the movie? How does that work?
I mean, there was something that like I noticed with it. It was like, I mean, even as soon as we all walked in, obviously like Max has crazy energy and I feel like we all do. Max is, you know, Max. But I think like we all fell into that like cartoony, like it wasn't even an emulation. It just like kind of like had that natural flow with it. Like our banter camaraderie that we had on and off set. And it just like flowed into the movie. I feel like where we kind of have that cartoon mystic aspect.
Yeah. You know? There's a vibe on set that literally just flows through you. It's like, it's very infectious.
Yeah. I believe that everyone has Happy Gilmore within them. So you just got to find that sliver of your soul. And I think we all found that pretty quick.
Got to find your happy place.
Yeah, for sure.
Philip, I was actually looking, did I read it right? Like, were you coming off Hamlet to do this?
Oh, crazy shout out. Yeah, that was the last play I did in college. So yeah, that was like the last big thing I did. Yeah, this is my first professional role, certainly the first movie I've ever been in. So yeah, the last role I did was Hamlet at school.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking, the balance of going from Hamlet to, you know, dick it's jokes on Happy Gilmore 2. That's a...
Yeah, honestly, the process was really quite similar. The language was really quite similar as well. But no, it's cool. I feel so like blessed and grateful that I can, you know, be doing different sorts of art and like doing it with confidence. So yeah, that's sweet. Thanks for doing the research.
And we'll be right back right after this.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with the Gilmore Boys. Maxwell, for you, I mean, here you get to not play a wrestler, right?
I never play wrestler, boss. I am one, but I feel you. I hear you. I understand. No, I'm just messing with you, dude. I like giving people shit. No, dude. So it's funny. A lot of people don't know this about me. I'm a classically trained actor, and I did theater from the time I was 6 all the way to the time I was 18, and then I just jumped headfirst into professional wrestling. So being able to kind of go back to my roots here and do something that I've always had a passion for, but never got to really chase as hardcore as I did wrestling. It's a little bit different when you're getting in a car, driving to Indiana or Ohio to get punched in the face in front of 20 people with like 20 teeth combined. It's a bit of a different environment on set for Happy Gilmore. But it was incredible and it was infectious. I mean, it literally felt like I was on sleepaway camp, but at the same time, it was so incredibly professional in the sense of Adam's vision and Kyle's vision. And it was really something else. And I think when people see this movie, they're going to see the amount of like serious, serious effort and heart that went into making it.
Does it become like muscle memory for you to, or I mean, maybe getting into the character is the same kind of way, or maybe it's not.
I find it was, frankly, like, and the cool thing is for me at least, I try to find a little piece of myself in whatever I do. So it's not like you have to act. You're taking whatever that part of you that is within that has to do with the circumstance that the character is in and then going. And for me, it was not hard to do Gordy Gilmore because he's just he's a rambunctious, slightly angry, big, loud guy. And what's funny is like all the Gilmore Boys, I noticed like the, once we got on set, it really hit me. When I read the script originally, it didn't hit me as much, but we all had specific aspects about Happy that we take off. It was almost like we were like the four Happy Gilmore dwarfs, kind of just taking specific, you know. So it was rad. It was very rad. Yeah.
Connor, you had coming off of something like a Snack Shack, like, you know, which you had so much control over. Do you find with that experience that you're watching anyone specifically on the set? Like, do you look towards the director a little bit more? How does that work?
A little bit. I think, like, yeah, it was interesting because Snack Shack, you're right, it was such a, it really just followed, you know, AJ through that whole movie. But this one was cool because I got to be a part of like a group. Like, it was, Snack Shack was, there were so many days it was just like kind of me, or it was like solo scenes. But this was so fun because everything in this movie we do together, like including our press, including our rides to set, breakfast, lunch, I mean, literally. So yeah, it was a blast because to be a part of like a squad that's like working together was really cool. Because it was like, if some one person's energy was down one day, like Max would bring it up, you know, or if someone else like had something, like we would just kind of hold each other up, which was, made it all easier. Honestly, it was great.
Team effort.
Yeah, that team effort. Team. Yeah.
That's the, you know, because I find that part interesting, like when you get to do the other side of the camera. And Ethan, I think you're the same way, like you're co-producing now with Going Places too. At what point if it even does, like, does that take over how you approach a set then versus when, you know, you were just acting?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think, like, I mean, as the end experience, you get to be there. It's always a learning experience and get to, you're fly on the wall at the end of the day. You know, you get to see how Adam's putting it together, how Kyle is, you know, watch how, you know, some days can be stressful. Some day it's, you know, you get to see how people run their sets, and it's cool to see going from set to set how all that works. And, you know, why this one works so well, why, you know, he's been around for this long, you know, there's a reason. His sets are fun. His sets have good energy. Everybody's happy to be there. Everybody's kind to each other.
Good and, music too.
Yeah.
And good food. You know, there was just no one was complaining.
Yeah. So
it was like the least complaining set I've maybe ever heard of in my entire life or experience. Like, everyone was happy. Good casting choices too, which makes it easier.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with the Gilmore Boys. Well, it's crazy because there are so many people on this, you know, you talk about the cast and everything. I mean, it's just the amount of control I think you'd have to have on a set like this. It's got to be nuts. Mm-hmm.
The cool thing is, though, using the word control almost feels wrong to me because, like, it was so chill. Like, it was very, very, like, chill.
I think it's like there's a parenting technique. I don't know if that's it, but it's like
soft parenting.
No, it's like positive control. Like, everyone wanted to be there and wanted to do a good job. But like, there wasn't any need for control if it in a way that felt like that, because everyone was like on their mark. Everyone was showing up. Everyone was putting their best foot forward, because of course.
I think everyone respects the lore so much, Happy Gilmore, that nobody was going to show up like, all right, like, where do I have to be?
Right.
This is bullshit. Like, that's not going to happen. You know what I mean? Everyone's just
hanging
like,
around.
Oh, man, I'm here.
Way beyond when they need to work. Everyone was just hanging out, like, didn't want to leave.
Was whose idea was it to call him Daddy? Was that in the script?
I think it was his idea.
It was like in the script, I think, one time. But then as we started to get into the accents, it just kind of rolled off.
Just felt right. Good. Just felt right.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the cartoon aspect of everything, Daddy. Daddy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really start to notice it. Did he just call him Daddy? That's
Look, I mean, that's what he is to us. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course it sounds, I mean, it sounds funny. It's supposed to. It's a hilarious movie. It really is. And I love seeing you all work as that kind of, I mean, you as you said, you got four characters, but working as that complete unit. The movie is so good. Congratulations to all of you all for all the work you've done on it.
Thank you.
Thank you, boss.
Thanks.
And my thanks, Connor, Ethan, MJF, and Philip. Happy Gilmore 2 playing now on Netflix. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews that I do every single week. at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With, and please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. You get bonus interviews. In fact, one of my recent shows features some classics and favorites from Beck and Blondie, Queens of the Stone Age, Old 97s, Inhaler, Nirvana, Patty Griffin, The Pogues, Catherine Will, Nico Case, Washed Out, The Verve, David Bowie, Stevie Wonder, and my interview with Stone Gossard of Pearl Jam. That happens weeknights starting 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.